From London to Hollywood and even Santa Barbara.
Hello, peasants.
It's the Royal Report with Gary Bryan and Lisa Stanley.
Hello, Governor.
Oh, yay. Oh, yay. Oh, yay.
Oh, boy. Prince Harry's memoir has a release date. That's right. They released the date and much more this morning. They gave us the title. And you know how they say there's an heir and a spare?
Oh, yes.
Well, that's the title of Harry's book, Spare.
The Spare, well, yes.
That's right, Charles.
That's why we
Charles.
Had to keep him alive, even though I wanted to kill him at one point.
And it's coming out January 10th. You get a book. You get a book. You get a book. I ordered mine already because you can pre-order them. It's almost exactly 3 years to the day since Harry and Meghan walked away from their royal duties. And the title of the book, they say, references Harry's role growing up as the third in line to the throne behind his dad, now King Charles, and his brother, Prince William, now Prince of Wales.
I told him, just kill your father and your brother, and then you'll be the king.
Well,
he wouldn't listen to Grandpa.
Then there was another issue, because his brother had babies, and those babies come before William, putting Harry way back in line.
We can take care of that, Harry.
All right, Meghan.
All right, the publisher, Penguin Random House, says the book was written with raw, unflinching honesty and describes it as a tell-all. When contacted by Washington Post, Buckingham Palace declined to comment. Oh, you think? What was Charles going to say?
Just tell them I can't hear anything. I still got the bagpiper waking me up in the morning, just like Mummy.
Yes, retained him.
What's that?
You retained him.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
But when I retrained him.
No, you never mind.
Hello, Charles, can you hear me?
Oh, he hears
Is that Mummy from heaven?
Yes.
Mummy. Oh, no.
All right. Penguin Random House says the book will come out in 15 languages, including French, Polish, and Chinese, and it will also be released as an audiobook read by Harry himself.
Chinese?
Yes.
Hold on. I can't hear you. What did you just say, Chinese?
Yes.
Hey, that's for all our fans in Hong Kong. I remember when I gave that back.
I gave it right back.
Oh, yes, Charles, we told you. Go over there and buck them up.
All right.
Oh, I must have misheard you.
You can pre-order Spare pretty much anywhere. Amazon, Target, Barnes & Noble, and more. Shut up with the bagpipe already.
Shut up with the bagpipes. We can hear them all the way up here. Oh, my God.
The book is a publication full of insight, revelation, self-examination, and hard-won wisdom about external power of love over grief. And the grief they speak about and trauma is what happened to him after the death of his mother, Princess Diana.
Couldn't have been anything worse than that. That was horrible.
I don't think there could have for him. It shaped who he is. It shaped everything about him. $1.5 million of the proceeds will be donated to the HIV/AIDS charity Sentible, which must have something to do with Diana, since she was a big...
She was the one who went and when everybody thought you could catch AIDS by being in the same room with somebody, she went and hugged an AIDS patient.
It was a baby.
No, it was somebody in bed. No,
yeah.
It was an adult in bed.
It was?
Yeah.
I thought it was a child.
No, I just saw it in a documentary. It was an adult AIDS patient, and she went over and hugged him, and everybody went, oh, you know, because everybody in a royal family, they don't touch people, right?
Well, normally don't,
That's
right?
When she became the people's princess.
Yes, but you're right. They don't normally touch people, and the fact that she touched someone that was sick.
Mm-hmm. When everybody was afraid of that
right.
disease, and they were ostracizing people.
Well, yeah. She's also the one who walked through landmines, you know, and, I mean, she was really a special special human
She walked
being.
Through landmines?
Well, you know, walked in the areas where landmines were, could have been. She put herself in a lot of danger.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of danger.
But first she sent Charles out there to see if they were, you know, see if he blew up.
He
and then
is
she
the
walked.
Landmine.
He is the landmine.
You've been listening to the unofficial Royal Report.
Let them eat cake.